Christmas story began in my town when Mary was locking up her work in Foilside. When she was putting down the shutters, she was watching the lights go out one by one up Shipkey Street. She was texting on her phone to Elizabeth, her cousin. She said, "I'm so fed up with work. I can't believe I had to say always better value all day. And it's not even always better value."
Mary dreaded driving home in the dark. She was scared of the black ice on the roads on the way back to Clody. But, as she always reminded herself, life's tough.
And then, this big, massive white limousine pulled up in front of her. This big, white door opened, and an angel Gabriel came out. And she was amazing looking. She looked beautiful in this stunning, big, puffy dress with lovely angel wings. She said, "Darling, you're going to have God's son, so you better look after him."
Once upon a time in Dundalk.
The angel appeared to Mary while she was shopping in Tesco's. And it said, "Mary, I don't mean to alarm you, but you're pregnant with the Son of God." And Mary said, "Well, I hate to tell you, I am a bit alarmed. I just... Joseph found out she was pregnant, and he was thinking he was going to break it off with her, get rid of her. But then, when Joseph was sleeping that night, an angel came down and said, 'Have none of that. You're staying with Mary. She has the Son of God, and you will call him Jesus.'"
Joseph finds out, and he's going to break it off with Mary because he thinks he's cheating on her. And when he's going to break it off, where an angel comes to him and tells, cop on, Joseph. It's the Son of God. You can't just break it off with her."
And Gabriel, the angel, he worked out in the gym in the field every day. And he had a rainbow-coloured moustache. And he was the ladies' man. And so he just felt a bit sorry for Mary. So he just done the right thing.
Angel Gabriel was a beast. He had a chain saying Gabriel, mohawk hair. He had nice shoes, but nice clothes. Peace out.
This was the Christmas story in Galway last year.
She was not surprised at how it looked, because it looked very stereotypical of an angel, with the face of a child and the wings of a duck. Mary was very surprised, and she did a little yelp, but she calmed down because the angel looked so peaceful. And he said, "There will be a census during December, and you will have to go to it. During that time, you will have a baby. The baby will be the baby of God."
And Mary went to the Cladda and told Joseph that she was going to have a baby. Joseph said, "Okay."
Joseph said to Mary that that's impossible to have a baby because... Oh, no. No, never mind. Joseph said, "With who did you have the baby? Because it wasn't with me."
Am I up to the task? Things are moving so fast. Am I right for the job? Humble Mary, do I deserve to be called Mother of the Saviour of all? Will I be worthy to serve my God? Will I be worthy to serve my God?
Once upon a time in Derry.
So Mary texts her cousin Elizabeth on Facebook, "Hi, I'm going to have a baby, Scott's son. Can we meet somewhere? I need to tell you," right? So they met in the Bunkrana Park, right? Started to tell her everything. When they were talking, Talisha was on her way to Joseph, telling him the great news. "Your wife is having a baby, right? And you got to take him to Derry now and give her a surprise. Like, take have an amazing room in the City Hotel and see Snow White in the Millennium Farm." So when Mary came back from the park, Joseph set up his motorbike the dairy, and off they went in the sunset.
Once upon a time in Dundalk.
Elizabeth lived in the dressing rooms in Oriel Park. It's a bit smelly from the boys playing on Friday night, Dundalk. It's not very nice grass over the ground and just mucky inside and dirty, not nice place to live.
So Mary went over to the dressing rooms just after a game, smelly, mucky, and she goes to Elizabeth, "Oh, I'm having baby Jesus, God made me pregnant." She goes, "Oh, no way, me too, I'm having a baby called John." So then they go, "Oh, it's a lovely day outside, do you want to go over to Ridley's and have a little bit of celebration?" So they go to Ridley's, have a few party poppers with them, have a bit of gossip. And now they were pregnant, so they couldn't have any of that wine and stuff. So they goes, "I'll just have water, you know, pregnant. I'll have just good time, chillax." So then, Man United and Liverpool are on. They're watching the game of Man United-Liverpool. Man United supporters, they're both. Man United's winning, 1-0, 2-0 actually, 2-0 now. After the game, Man United 3-0 against Liverpool. And they're all going celebrating, yeah. So then they went back to the dressing room having a great time, and that's what happened when Mary visited Elizabeth.
Yes, you're up to the task. Things are moving so fast. Yes, you're right for the job, humble Mary. Yes, you deserve to be called Mother of the Saviour of all. You will be worthy to serve our God. You will be worthy to serve our God.
And there was a census call, so Mary and Joseph went to Dublin and were looking around houses to see could they stay there for a night, but there was nothing there. But an old man decided to give them a shed to live in with for a week or so, with animals and all in it.
This is a Christmas story set in Galway. Mary and Joseph, they went all around Slotill and Westside and Knockinacara looking for a place to stay, but they checked the Radisson Hotel, they checked the Glen Oaks, they even checked Sea Point to see if they had a room in the basement, but there was no rooms there. They found a stable that was in the back of Dunn Stores. When they went in there, the first thing they glanced at was the half-price turkey and bread. They said, "Oh my God, that was 5 euro, now it's only 2.50. We have to get this for breakfast tomorrow." And they were looking around for vegetables, and they seen the carrots and parsnips there, and it was 2.50 for one and only 4.20 for two. So they were absolutely delighted about that, and they got that too. And they got Jesus baby food. But that was a rip-off, that was 12 euro.
Mary and Joseph were going up to Dublin, and it was on a Saturday, and that Friday Dundalk were playing Shamrock Rovers and there was riots, so those Dundalk people didn't want to go home, so they were staying in houses and stuff and hotels, so there wasn't much room left for Mary and Joseph, and they ended up staying in Ballsbridge in Bewley's Hotel because there was one space left for them or something, and it wasn't the best room. There was a toilet and a kettle and a bed. What you need, nothing special about it, no telly or anything.
When Mary and Joseph were coming into Dublin, there was people everywhere, and it was in the Aviva Stadium. France and Ireland were playing, and Thierry Henry handballed the ball again. Massive riots in the stadium and everything, people jumping onto the pitch, throwing punches. So then the guards came in and pushed everybody out of the stadium. So then everybody said, "Oh, we're not leaving here, not until this is over with." So everywhere was full, so Mary and Joseph had no place to stay, so the owner of Aviva Stadium said, since there's no room around, you could have the VIP part in the stadium. Here's a pizza, and you're just going to have to make a fire with these broken chairs, and here's a lighter. And they had a beautiful pizza that day, and that's what happened.
Mary suddenly felt pain, and she proclaimed to Joseph, "I think my water is broken." And Joseph said, "Okay, Mary, I think the best thing we can do is go to the hospital." And then to take her into the operating room, and Jesus is delivered. And Joseph is holding Jesus. He says, "Jesus, I am your father." And he's correct, he's not correct, because God is his father. But for the meantime, Joseph can stand in.
You're listening to The Christmas Story.
Once upon a time in Derry.
When were you going to tell me you were having God's son, like? And she's like, "I was going to tell you last night, but you were working, so explain that to me." And Joseph didn't know what to do. So he said, "I'll be nice to you, and on Friday we'll go out for dinner." Right. And Mary was going to Custom House. That was her favourite restaurant. But when they were going over, they noticed that in the city cab that it started to snow really heavily, and they knew that they weren't going to be able to go home. Joseph said, "After Custom House, we'll go and find a room in a hotel." And she's like, "All right then."
Mary and Joseph decided to go to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and go out to dinner and stay in a lovely hotel.
When they got there, they parked outside said a hotel. They said the room was okay for the mate. And when the reception told them horrible news, like, "Sorry, this person really needed your room and you were too late." So they're like, "No, it's okay, it's Christmas anyway, it's a time for giving." They went to five different city hotels and they were the same.
So they went down Forest Street to the city hotel, but there wasn't enough room. So they went up Magazine Street to the Tower Hotel, but it was the same there. So they went over the Foyle Bridge to the Premier Inn.
And they led Mary and Joseph down to a room and said it was a special room for someone that's going to have a baby. They said that Nadine Coyle had already booked it for them and paid for everything. Mary and Joseph were so delighted.
They went in. It was a props room with a stinky cow, some sheep, a goat and a mother sheep with her lamb. All these were plastic, of course, but who would really want to have their baby beside a sheep?
When they went to the breakfast buffet, Mary suddenly sat down on a stranger's seat. They fell off the seat and then she suddenly felt kicking. She knew that she was going to have the baby.
Imagine Christmas took place in Dundalk last year. What happened?
When baby Jesus arrived, Joseph was happy, and these three men came in and started giving him gifts, like money and gold and perfume. And then they were all happy.
First wise man is Fen. He's skinny, tall, but he's not that strong. Second one is Ben. He's fat, he eats donuts and his shoes are black. Third one's Joe. He's skinny, not that fast, and he likes the colour blue.
Three wise men came from Donegal and Sargi gave him gifts like a limousine, a private jet, and an Xbox.
These three men came and started giving him gifts and started worshipping him. And all the doctors and all didn't like this, and they started calling the Prime Minister and all. And then he came to inspect the baby, and then he thought that this baby would become the Prime Minister, but he did not want that. So he tried to get the baby, but Mary and Joseph made it back to the VIP section of the Aviva Stadium because the three men started trying to fight with the Prime Minister.
And the Prime Minister was running after him with all his men and they could not catch him.
We had to find him from all over Ireland. Joshua, he was from County Sligo. Joseph, well, he was from County Down. Good old Patrick, he was from the land of Dublin. Patrick, he brought money. Joshua, he brought a box that was impossible to open. Good old Joseph, he brought the best gift of all, to be enrolled in the Friary Boys' School. Upon hearing this, Jesus jumped out of his crib with excitement and saying, "Yes, I'm going to be in the Friary. Get in there." And the other wise men, they were like, "Our presents are good enough, man. Like, he just school. He literally got you school. And you say, our presents aren't good enough." And then the other wise man said, "Well, we know when we're not needed here." And he stormed out. Because Joshua left the box that no one was able to open. He left that box. And then, that was that, they left.
Why are we waiting here? Why are we waiting here? Why? Waiting for the joy and hope the baby brings to us and to the world. We are the wise men, Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. We are the wise men, following a star.
This is a Christmas story set in Galway.
The three wise men came to see the Holy Family, and the shepherds came to see them too.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph were in the basement of Dunn's, and the three wise men seen a star in the sky, and it moved like a shooting star, and it gave them directions to the basement of Dunn's doors. The star was brighter than other stars, and it was more shinier. The three shepherds came to the basement of Dunn's in their blue Ferrari. They were listening to One Direction. The three shepherds' names were Michael, Paddy and Jimmy. And they were very loud and bubbly.
They all gathered around to see Jesus open his eyes for the first time of his life, and was recommended as a miracle, while as the angels, etc., scattered on top of Dunn's doors.
The three wise men brought an iPhone, a radio, and a book. Sheep.
Toilet paper. Chicken. Plastic bag. Whiskey. One Direction CD. A planet.
Jesus and Mary said thanks so much. Joseph started ringing everybody, saying that he got a new phone.
So they went into the castle and noticed that King Simon Cowell was standing on a big throne. He's like, "Who are you three?" And he's like, "I'm Martin McGuinness, and these two are my colleagues. Is a baby king being born here?" Simon Cowell frowned and was like, "No. But when you find this wee baby, text me."
So the three wise men walked in a pawn shop and they're all we have to give them a present. So Martin McGuinness bought a lovely woolly blanket, ock, as in he good to himself. Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory doesn't really like buying gifts because he's afraid if someone buys him a gift and it's more than he bought them a gift. So he just bought a blanket. And Nadine Coy, well, she's a girl, so she probably have a better idea. Wait, she's wrong. She bought a chip fryer.
And the three wise men, they were called Shimasini, John Hume and John Duddy.
They brought gifts of a pack of nappies, a teddy bear, and a blanket.
And they noticed the three wise dudes were looking at her. And she's like, "What? Have you never seen a pregnant woman before?" And they're like, "Oh, sorry, ma'am, but we've come a long journey. And is your name Mary?" She's like, "Aye." "Wait, how did you know?" "Joseph."
Then all the hotel staff heard the commotion and came in. They all doted over Jesus. Everyone was happy. But word had reached Simon Cowell, who wasn't happy. He wanted to be the most famous, not a baby. So he sent servants to kill the baby. When they found him, they couldn't kill him. He was too sweet. So they told Mary and Joseph to drive back to Claudia and hide. Then they lied to Simon that they had killed him. But Jesus lived happily in Claudia.
They heard that Mary was having a baby, so they bought her a blue blanket to keep baby Jesus warm, a teddy bear to keep him company, and a basket to put him in.
Left, right, stomp down the street. We are the men who don't want to meet. Left, right, sing, soldiers, sing. We are the men of Herod the King. We have orders to obey. Like it or not, but you have no say. You'll be counted in your shacks. Caesar Augustus wants extra tax. Left, right,
halt! When the Taoiseach heard that baby Jesus was born, he was very angry.
Because people said he was going to overthrow him.
The Taoiseach said, "This baby has to go because I'm the ruler."
So the Taoiseach cut all the children's welfare in Galway.
Everyone in Galway City started panicking because the Taoiseach had cut all the child welfare.
Joseph had a dream and then in his dream, his mom was telling him that he had to go.
So Joseph woke up during the middle of the night and he told Mary and Jesus to go pack your bags and for Mary to grab the computer and the iPod and go. And they ended up in Clare.
When they reached Clare, they waited there for 2 years until Jesus was after the age of two. And then they headed back to Galway and dressed as soldiers.
Joseph and Mary put Jesus into a primary school and the school's name is Clara National School, Galway.
And Jesus has a great life because he's away from the Taoiseach.
And that's why Jesus grew up in Galway.
Well, it was hard at the beginning, but afterwards Jesus got lots of friends and Joseph started earning money and everything was okay.
They get them back to Dundalk. They went to the Elizabeth to see how she was doing, and they put the two children sitting down and had a talk, and Jesus and John had playtime together, and Mary, Joseph and Elizabeth, John and Jesus went to Mary's house in Bay State.
Mary went into lifestyle and she was sick of wearing dresses, so she thought she'd get herself a nice Adidas, blue Adidas tracksuit. So they said, "Why don't we go to Oriel Park in the away dressing room? That's like Elizabeth's dining room." And they had dinner there and they had Christmas dinner and stuff like that.
They're back in Dundalk. They begin walking to the square to get something to eat, since they're all quite hungry. In the end, they get some KFC, they go home, back to Dundalk, end of. That's the Nativity story ending. Thank you.
Yes, you're up to the task. Things are moving so fast. Yes, you're right for the job. Humble Mary, yes, you deserve to be called Mother of the Saviour of all.